I'd like to thank the MX2 chair for his presentation on our September session and for his summary report. Mr. Chairman, the review of advances in science and technology continue to play a pivotal role for the effectiveness and continued relevance of the BTWC. In the summary report of the chairperson, we note with satisfaction that broad support was expressed for a systematic, structured science and technology review process in the framework of the convention to monitor relevant developments and assess the potential implications. Promising progress has been made, particularly when it comes to the question of composition, and we fully support the view expressed in the chairperson's summary report that there is definite merit in the further exploring the hybrid approach to the composition of the mechanism, with a view to reconcile remaining diverging views by striking the right balance between inclusiveness and manageability, and thus take effective action on this important matter at the ninth review conference. Over the years, Switzerland has contributed 7 working papers on the topic of scientific advice, the latest edition being WP10 to this year's MX2, in which we elaborate on how the assessment of benefits and risks through a science and technology advisory process within the BTWC would strengthen biosafety and biosecurity risk management. We believe that a science and technology advisory process would greatly contribute to robust risk management systems that adequately cope with advances in science and technology of relevance to the convention, and with a view to minimizing the risks of misuse while not hindering beneficial applications. Furthermore, we consider codes of conduct as an efficient means to enhance existing biosafety and biosecurity systems, but also to raise awareness among scientists about the potential dual-use aspects of their work. As elaborated in Working Paper 6, submitted to this year's MX2, Switzerland believes that the Tianjin guidelines for codes of conduct are, as also reflected in the chairperson's summary report, broadly applicable and come with the flexibility and adaptability needed to develop on a voluntary basis, tailor-made codes of conduct on an institutional level that address the specific needs and are in accordance with existing national systems. We are therefore of the view that at the ninth review conference, an agreement needs to be reached to have States Party 1 recognize the value of guidelines and standards of codes of conduct in life sciences to strengthen biosafety and biosecurity, and second, endorse the Tianjin Biosecurity Guidelines for Codes of Conduct for Scientists. In summary, Switzerland would see particular value in reflecting all these aforementioned very practical elements in the outcome of this MSP. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.